Marabrabai say lessons from the late Parshas Titzaveh as well, Shabbos Parshas Zohar, maybe an idea that could relate to all of us, not only for Parshas Titzaveh, but also an idea for Parshas Zohar, Purim Haba Aleinu Latova. In this week's Parsha, at the end of the Parshas, Parshas Titzaveh, we are taught about the Ketores. The Ketores, of course, as we know, in Perek Lamed and Shvi, Ve'asita Mezbeach, Mikatar Ketores, Ase Shitim Da'ase Oso, exactly made of Zohav, and the specific ramifications and measurements are given. The beautiful idea of what the Ketores symbolizes is something very, very beautiful and very unique. Besides, of course, why Dafka's in the end of the parsha. You could look at the Meforshim, like the Ramban, the Sfarno, have different interpretations of why Dafka's here, where it should be in other places with the Mizbeach Azov. Mizbeach HaPnimi is spoken about, with the Menorah is spoken about, the Shulchan is spoken about. So there are different reasons that are given for that, but I wanted to focus on a very interesting and beautiful idea. And that is that we are taught something unique about those that Dafka brought the Ketores. And again, this is something that was not with, we don't see this, by any of the other, of the Kelim, and any of the Avodah that was done. There was a Skulam Yuchedet of the Avodah that was done with Ketores on the Mizbeach. The person that was Zoicha to bring it was automatically promised riches, mit asher. So Pasuk tells us much later on in Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that again, this idea that a person would be ma'asher, a person would get rich if he was the one who was zoicha to bring the Ketores. Pasuk, all the way at the end of the Torah, of course, this is Vezos HaBracha, explains this idea. The idea that's brought down, Yasimu Ketores Be'apecha, of course, we know this, of course, from the end of the Torah, that is read as we're Messiah in the Torah. Yadu Mishmatecha Liyakov Torah Zecha Liyisrael Yasimu Ketora Be'apecha V'kil Al Mizbechecha. Right. This, of course, reminds us we shall teach these ordinances to Yaakov, to the Torah, to Yisrael, and shall place Dafka the Ketores, the incense, before the Ribbono Shalom's presence as a burnt offering to him. And then, of course, the pasuk continues and says, Berech Hashem Chelo, that a person will receive resources, Mistama, referring to the fact that he's bringing the Ketores. Berech Hashem Chelo. So that was a special bracha that the person who brought the Ketores. So the obvious question is, why the Ketores? From all other things that could be that was brought, right? From all the Korbanos and the Korban HaTamid that we learn in the Parsha, and all the Korbanos that we will certainly learn about in all the Sefer Vayikra, and even the person, the Aaron and the Kodesh Kedashim, and all these different things. So what was unique? What was so special over here that the Ketores had this unique idea? And if I may extend this question to something I find to be very interesting, to be honest, I wasn't aware of until not that many years ago. And that's a very interesting idea as well. And that's the idea that a person who is a sandik at a bris has this special skula. A person who has the zchus of being a sandik at a bris, it's ki'ilu hizoicha to the zchus of like bringing the Ketores. This is a Meforish Ramah that's quoted in Yeridea. In 265 in Yud Aleph, it says that if a person who's a Sandik is like Ki'ilu, he's Makriv the Ketores. Just as we just learned that the bringing the Ketores and the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, makes a person rich. So this makes a person rich. Now there's some technicality there. If you look, there's a beautiful Tshuva Nechelek Dalid of Tshuvas V'Hanagas of Rav Sternbach trying to explain why that's actually not true, right? To learn out, as we just did, that the person that brought the Ketores in the basis, oh, we didn't know anybody there, but we know plenty of people who are a tzaddik. And you go look at that this great tzaddik, this person, this father of the grandfather of the baby, brought the, and he didn't become rich. So he brings down a Rav Kivi Eger over there, that it's different, because really Rav Kivi Eger says a tzaddik was supposed to do the entire thing. He's supposed to also be the one who says the brachos. He's supposed to be what we call now the standing tzaddik. He brings a lot of different reasons that maybe makes us feel better why people have not become wealthy over this. He quotes in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky that no, it's a tzaddik only if he pays for the suda itself. There are actually some stories about this. People who wanted the school of having a child, so they would mamish become the tzaddik to the point where they would bid on it, the tzaddikos, somebody who was not as wealthy, so he would be able to give it to give the zchus to somebody who was wealthy, and he was the one who paid for all of it. So there was a time actually that they kept it. So he gives all these reasons, but I want to hopefully we'll be able to explain it on a different plane. And that's the idea that's quoted in the name of Rav Pinchas. Rav Pinchas asked this exact question. Why, Rav Shimshon Pinchas says in the Tiferes Shimshon, why was it that the Ketores equaled Ashiras? As I just pointed out, from all other things, what's the schus of the Ketores itself? So he gives a mashal. Mashal nichlas lechanut tachshitim. A very, very beautiful story. Just keep it in your mind. Lechanut tachshitim leknot sha'on zahav yakar over matana. He wants to buy, let's call it the Chasson watch. He goes in and he picks out the most beautiful gold Mavado, the pillow play. Acher, she shall, and after he paid the mocher, the person selling it, or raise it hashaon, betoch kufsa muhuderet. He puts it in. I'm sure you've seen some of these watches come in. I actually one time helped somebody out to bring a watch over for them from America to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not exaggerating now. And I called him and I said, I would love to bring the watch, but the casing that it comes in with all the different instructions, this fancy schmancy watch, I weighed it, it was 5 pounds. I can't, you know, you're limited in the amount that you can take. I could take the watch, I can't take the 5 pounds. So it came in this beautiful kufsa, and he put he put a wrapping on it with a bow. So the person who bought it says, Kamani Mishalim al Ariza Nechmadaze. No, I brought the watch, whatever, for $2,000-$3,000. Now what's the box gonna cost me? Amar Amorcher ain't Sarach to Shalim Azer. It's of course it's free. It's included. You spend so much money, I put it in the fancy box. Right? And certainly when it comes to jewelry, we could have this in mind. You buy your wife a beautiful matana, so they're gonna give you a fancy way to display it so it's beautiful. Nobody would expect to pay for that. He says that's what it comes with it. A guy was looking in the store. He saw this conversation take place. Shira Mocher, he saw what he did. And he says, Nigash afu l'mocher. And he said, psh, I see you're giving out free boxes over there. And bows and the whole thing. Can I have one? So the Mocher says, Vadai, the chavit slave. He says, I'll sell it to you. But it's X amount of dollars per wrapping for the box. He says, what are you talking about? What are you, scamming me? I heard you just say the guy's free. Lama leploni tata b'china. Umi meni mevakesh mishalim male. So the mocher says to him, the salesman says, Hu kana chevitz yakar? You just spent $3,000 on a watch. Veshilim over tashalim male, and he paid me in full. Of course he's going to get the box for free. Of course he's going to get the wrapping, the bow. Everything's going to be for free. You're not paying anything. I have to charge you. Oh, mushel's over. Says Rav Pinchas, thou so in yon be'avodis Hashem, he ne ha'ashirus, a person who has the bracha of being rich, be'emes he, what is it? Kistama riza chitzoni. Mivraka, it's beautiful on the outside. It's the bow. It's the beautiful wrapping. La amut avodas Hashem pnimi. Be riticha v'cheshek. Omnam yishonam shnei simanei avoda. There are two types of avoda. Yishonei avoda v'ikarit kiyum ha-mitzvahs, a person is supposed to do in mimikayim the mitzvahs that a person does with all of his ramach everav, with his body and soul and all of his kishkas. And that is merumas in the avoda, the mizbeach hachitzoni. Ve shein avoda pnimis becheshek, with desire and want, that the mizbeach and pnimi. It's interesting, he compares the two mizbeachos. If you look at the Ramban, I believe he alludes to this as well in a beautiful idea that is brought out based on this Ramban, is these two aspects of avoda, of the inside and the outside, of the nefesh and the guf. We've shared some of those ideas as well. The Slonim Rebbe comments on this as well, saying that this is the ikra avoda. But it's really what a person does with the avoda, what's on the inside, says Rav Pinkus. That's what's important. It's what's inside. It's the watch. It's the gold. It's not what's on the outside. Why? He says, "Lo kein hamaktir ketores." Ha'avod ha'pnimis, the avod of the inside, is the ikur. That's mashi yikara lemala. Aruvim al rotzon v'cheshek hakadosh baruch hu vaday shetimalve. A person who dedicates himself to avodas Hashem with great desire. So what's the ultimate test? What does he do with that? The pasuk says at the end of our parsha of the Ketores, Ish asher yaseh mo lahariach bo. That's the ikur of avodas Hashem. There are those who serve Hashem with a lot of yira shamayim, l'shem shamayim, and those who don't, pachot. But a person who brought the ketores, oved avoda pnimis bekedusha v'tahara, precious v'chasidus, the yesh chas v'shalom ever, Pnima laniot mimeno, largish ma'alo v'chashivus be'avoda zu. Who is the true rich person? The ketores, the person who goes ahead and brings it with the true avoda. It's what's on the inside, what he's feeling. It's the watch. Imagine presenting the gift to the chassan, the gift to the wife, with the beautiful wrapping, you open up, there's nothing inside. It's empty. The Ashiras is a bracha for the person who brings the Ketores in showing what's on the inside. What's showing this is truly who I am and what I am. And that makes sense when we understand what is a true Sandik all about. The colloquial name, the Godfather, if you will. So there is a tremendous custom that we don't stam have a tzaddik over off the street. The tzaddik represents, whether it's the schus of the grandfather, the person who was moiser nefesh, who brought the family to a front and give him the schus, or it's the rav, it's the great tzaddik, people who would run to Rav Yashov, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, about the L'chaim. Why? Because they want the tzaddik who understands what the ketores is, who understands it's the avoda inside. It's what's on the inside. That's what's important. Not what the wrapping is. This is the true person. And that's what we're teaching the little child. That's what these chus of ashiras is. Because that's being a true asher sameach bechelko. Maybe, I don't want to chas v'shalom disagree with Rav Sternbach, maybe it's not the yeshiras that we're familiar with, that we call it, oh, he's loaded, oh, he's got, no, he's sameach b'chelko, he thinks that he's so rich in all that he has. because he understands the pnimius. He has everything that he needs because he's Sameach Bechelka. Maybe that's the true Ashiras over here. Maybe that's the idea of the person who brings the Ketores was Asher, because he actually got it. He understood what it was. And yes, when he's giving the physical pleasures, what does he do with it? That's the true sign. And maybe even the difficulty of having Ashiras, of what a person does with his money and how he acts with his money. And that's the true bracha. Of what's on the inside. What's this true avoida? The Mizbeach HaChitzoni, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That is the idea of the Ketores. Maybe we could extend that idea on the Pitzma Ketores. The Ketores that we, in Eretz Yisrael, have the schus of saying Ein Kelokeinu every single day. And we bring the, we speak about the Ketores, we have to be very careful how we say it. And of course we speak about the Chelbana. We talk about the inclusion of all the different spices and how it smelled beautiful only together when the chelbana didn't smell very good at all alone. And people compare it to the different types of Jews that there are. But if we bring them all together, oh, how beautiful it is. Maybe it was the person, Dafku, who brought the Ketores who understands what true Achdus is. One of the great Achdus moments. Parsha Zohar, Timches Amalek, remind ourselves, we don't need reminders of Amalek, of the Jews who come to destroy us, because that's when there's Achdus, unfortunately. When they come to harm us, we're all Jews together. Amalek Shekarcha Baderech reminded us who we are, that's when there was Achdus. Kines et Kol Yehudim, it is the holiday of Purim that reminds us as well about the achdus the Jewish people had that got together as one family. But it is also the holiday of the pnimus, of the inner side of understanding what true Ashiras is. We'll have the ability, and if you think about this holiday, it really revolves a lot around Staka. That's our Parsha speaks a lot about. The idea of giving, said last week, Nidiv Libo. But there'll be a lot of people who come. So halachic ramifications, how much really is Matanos Avyonim? It's actually a very small amount. But every who's poshet yoto, we give them. So we're probably not going to give them the minimum, which might only be a small amount, 15 cents maybe. Maybe up, maybe a dollar. We give b'shefa. Because that's who we really are. That's our inside. So we explained last week, the idea of Yom Purim Kippurim, the idea of finding out who we are on the inside, Yinech Tas Yayin Yotzeh Sod, that's what this holiday is about. Because when push came to shove, Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin, the Rabbanu Shalom recognized these Jewish people, yes, they were at the Suda that started the Megillah, and that was not a good place to be. But when he tested them, when push came to shove, there was Achdus, there was a Ketores, and guess what? He knew what was really inside of each and every Jew. The famous concept of the Pintel Yid inside of everyone is that. And that's why the Ketores has to be brought with the Chelbana. Because everyone is good and we have to recognize this year in and year out. Not through a Zecher Amalek, but sometimes it takes the Amalek to recognize and realize the Achdus that we need to have. The true Sandik, the one who has true Ashiras, gets this concept. Understands what it is. Just finally, I had this chus once of going with my neighbor, my friend, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the night before his son's bris. And he wanted to give the chus of Sandakaz to his father, but his father already had it for another baby. I believe his other son. So he's wondering, Rav Chaim actually paskin that it was better to give a chance for somebody else, I believe, to do it. But maybe that's the idea. A person who gets the sandakaz is on a level that recognizes what true hasameach bechelku is, understands what achdus is, understands what it is. That is what it's a Jew, the pnimus of the person. I know there's something special. There's a chelbana, yes, doesn't smell, but on the inside, ooh, it's amazing. It's wonderful. And that's the whole holiday of Purim, Habalein Latova, recognizing everyone. We put the masks on, if you will. We dress up because it's inside what's inside. Don't look at the person. Don't judge the book by just the cover, by the atifa, what's on the outside. That's, says Rav Pinchas, that's not important. Open it up, Nemus, what's inside? What's the golden watch? What's on the inside? We should be zeichet to take these ideas with heart, soul, with our physical and our spiritual, and have a wonderful, amazing Purim. Pasha Zohar, Pasha Tzaveh. Remind yourselves of this Ketores that we once had, that was Meyachet everyone. Remind us of what our true Pnimas is and should be.